I haven't seen Barbizon, but last winter I saw Courrières. I made a trip on foot mainly in the Pas de Calais, not the channel, but the department. I'd said to myself, you must see Courrières. I had only 10 francs in my pocket. Having started out by taking the train, I'd soon exhausted those resources. And having stayed on the road for a week, I trudged rather painfully. Nevertheless, I saw Courrières and the outside of Jules Breton's studio. I wasn't able to get a look at the inside because I didn't dare to introduce myself so as to go in. I looked elsewhere in Courrières for some trace of Jules Breton or of some other artist. All I found was his picture at a photographer's shop, and then in the old church, in a dark corner, a copy of Titian's Entombment, which in the darkness seemed to me to be very beautiful and of a masterly tone. Was it by him? I don't know, being unable to make out any signature. But at any rate, I saw the Courrières countryside then, the haystacks, the brown farmland, or the almost coffee-colored marly soil with whitish spots where the marl appears. Furthermore, there were the farmhouses and sheds that had still preserved their mossy thatched roofs. God be praised and thanked for it. I also saw hosts of crows, famous from the paintings of Daubigny and Millet. Not to mention, first of all, as one should, the typical and picturesque figures of the workmen, different diggers, woodcutters, a farm hand driving his team, and the occasional outline of a woman in a white bonnet. Vincent van Gogh to Theo van Gogh, Quesme. Friday, September 24th, 1880, letter 158.